Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Wednesday. It means Gidi Hansen is here. And for the last few weeks, we've been focusing on a positive psychology. Of course, Gidi is with The Growing Place. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. And we're always glad to have her on. She always gives us such words of wisdom. Although she's much too modest to say that, she really does give us words of wisdom. And this is sort of new psychology, positive psychology, because when we think about going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or anything in that vein, even a counselor, we think in terms of, oh, it must be something negative, it must be something bad. But the focus here is on positive psychology, which is kind of a new form of psychology, kind of invented, I suppose, would be the word, back about 15 years ago. Gideon, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Give us a quick recap about Dr. Martin Seligman, who was the professor of the founder of this psychology.
He is. He's one of the founders of positive psychology, and he is a professor and researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, and they have a whole positive psychology research department. They are seeking to get, through research, get clinical numbers and clinical diagnoses, if you will, of positive traits like faith, hope, gratitude, things like that. And we have been talking over the last few weeks that clinical research involving thousands of people has shown over and over again that lasting life satisfaction is marginal or almost non-existent with the pleasant life. And if you remember, the pleasant life was just basically seeking your own pleasure, that in the long run, and this surprised Seligman and his research team, he thought that if people would seek their own pleasure, they would be happy, but it has a very short shelf life, that when we have the engaged life, happiness is more lasting, and the engaged life is where you're doing what you love and you're just not even aware of the passage of time. But the most lasting form of happiness that people have reported in clinical trials over and over again is the meaningful life. And that is doing something for some cause or God or person or entity that is higher than yourself, beyond yourself, and for the benefit of others. And I promised the listeners in our last show that in the weeks to come we were going to focus on three types of strengths. Now, what psychologists call strengths, Christians call virtues.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about the strengths and their corresponding Christian virtues. And the three types of strength that Seligman and his team have determined are strengths of the heart, or the helping strengths for positive relationships with other people. Examples would be gratitude and purpose. Strengths of the mind, or thinking strengths to develop the productivity and independent life of the mind. And examples would be curiosity or zest or vitality. And strengths of the will, or action strengths to achieve goals. So I thought that we could just do a quick discussion on the virtues we find in the Old and New Testament and how now, in the 21st century, we are finding clinical research is proving that you have better emotional, mental, and behavioral health if you live a lifestyle according to those virtues.
Do you think, Gidi, that just as you observe the world, mm-hmm. that we as people on the planet do this, generally speaking, or did we ever used to do it? What I'm trying to say is, have things gotten better or worse in this area? Being at my age, and you have a tendency to get jaded as you get older, at least I have.
Mm-hmm.
Where I start thinking in terms of, these are all wonderful qualities, but I fear that our country as my dad would say, is going to H-E double hockey sticks in a handbasket kind of thing.
Yes.
And you think that it's always getting worse. Is it getting worse in these areas in terms of character strengths in our society?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I'm not looking through the lens of pessimism or even optimism here. I'm trying to look through just the lens of reality, of realism.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in times past, the virtues were held to be desirable,
mm-hmm.
even when people could not meet them. All you have to do is read the literature or look at the art of former Western cultures,
mm-hmm.
and you'll see that things like fidelity or faithfulness, faith, hope, gratitude, even the simple politeness
mm-hmm.
were virtues that were elevated as a culture. We're not saying people lived up to it, but it was held to be a standard. And I would say that the difference today is that it is no longer held to be a standard. In fact, the opposites are. And I lay this basically at the door of the media, and it's pervasive, and I'm not accusing you of anything,
mm-hmm.
but you know better than I do what your brothers and sisters in the media are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also I lay it at the feet of the church, who have not been proactive in the culture to elevate these virtues.
You know, when you think about these virtues, the name that always comes up is, well, we're going to take a break. I will continue our discussion with Gidi Hansen about positive psychology, and specifically focusing on key virtues, the strengths of the heart, the strengths of the mind, and the strengths of the will, and comparing those virtues in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We'll continue that right after the break.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up.
So I guess what I was getting at, and I know Gidi wants to finish her thought, is that we don't hold, I think because of society, the media, the attention that we have, Facebook posts, everything. The virtues that God wants us to have are not held in high esteem, whereas the virtues that society has are held in great esteem. I think of Mother Teresa, and that's where I was going to go. I mean, she had nothing, but did she have a better life than any of us? I suspect she probably did. I suspect that her life was so tremendously full of joy and reward, and none of us have the strength. Few of us have the strength to really say, to take that example and say, that's the kind of life I want to live. I know you wanted to finish your thought.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're actually doing a good job of finishing my thought with me.
Huh.
If the church were to be the salt and the light that the Lord has created us and empowered us to be, there would be a lot more people, not like Mother Teresa, but like what it is, the mission that God has you and I on.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, it's my personal opinion that in the West, the church has become very secularized,
mm-hmm.
and is now, you know, society says that power and money and sexual pleasure and property and these are the things that make you important.
Mm-hmm.
Where you live, what kind of car you drive, how much sexual pleasure you have, things like that. And unfortunately, the church has gone along with that, and it's become very selfish. And my generation had a big hand in this, so I'm not mm-hmm. pointing the finger outward. I'm pointing it at myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was part of this quote-unquote revolution. But I don't think it's too late. Mm-hmm. And I still, you know, I believe that all of this can be recaptured. And that's the beauty of positive psychology, is you get to choose how you want to look at the world.
Gosh, I hope you're right. I hope it can be changed. But in my deepest thoughts sometimes, as I travel around, I'm in my car, I do a lot of traveling with my job, and I think about it and I look at the world, and I'm always, I get pessimistic.
I know, but the thing to remember is change starts with you and me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't start out there. I have no control over the world, but I have control over the way that I live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Jesus said, you know, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Be the yeast in society. Be that little bit that the old lady mixed with the whole lump of dough and the whole society comes up. So it is demoralizing to think, I have to change the world. But if we think instead, I can change myself and be an agent of change. And if enough Christians, people who call themselves Christians, do that, we will see a transformation.
I don't want to be, you know, Dire Dan here. I don't mean to do that. But, I have to say one more thing. We're going to be talking about strengths of the heart, strengths of the mind, strengths of the will. And if you were to talk to some people, they'd look at you like, what the heck are you talking about? You know, this doesn't affect my life. And the fact of the matter is that I without being, you know, doom and gloom guy, it just seems like young people nowadays, even people my age, look upon things like the strengths of the heart and the strengths of the mind and the strength of the will as almost like a different language, a different
time
period.
That's right. And we have to, the way we sell this, if selling is what we're doing, mm-hmm. is we just exhibit the joy that comes.
Yeah.
And let them ask, how come you're so happy? Yeah. How come you're so cheerful?
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know what? The things that upset me don't seem to upset you. And at first I thought you were just a big phony.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see you're really real. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then in that moment, Lord willing, we will open our mouths and speak the truth in love.
Well, you are, we need to remind people, Gidi Hansen is with A Growing Place. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She also has a master's in Christian studies. And I find what we're going to talk about here interesting, comparing the virtues described in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I love looking at, you know, I don't have the patience to read the Bible as much as I should. I have to concede that. I do read it bits and pieces, but I do like to listen to people who know it much better than I do. And are there different virtues in the Old Testament as compared to the New Testament? Are there different virtues that are talked about?
I see a common theme running through them that line up with Seligman's positive psychology post. If you were to Google characterlab.org, you will see the list of virtues that they are literally researching. And they don't call them virtues. They call them strengths.
Hmm.
And the differences it's making in people's lives.
Say, virtues sounds like a word that people wouldn't appreciate nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas strength is a word that people would identify with.
Yes.
Virtues almost sounds like a religious word. So it's like we're going to take the religion out of it and call it a strength. And maybe more people might be willing to listen. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And so what I thought we'd do first is focus on the strength of the heart. And the strength of the heart are the helping strengths. They help people relate in positive ways to other people. And the first one that I've chosen is gratitude, because I believe that gratitude is one of the main roots of the tree of a joyful life, of a satisfied life. And the wonder and beauty of these strengths or virtues is that if you're not practicing gratitude, you are automatically practicing ingratitude.
Okay.
So in other words, there's no middle ground. If I'm, you know, Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. He who is not against me is for me. So somebody may say, well, I'm not really grateful and I'm not really ungrateful. But the truth is, if we're not being grateful, we are being ungrateful.
We'll continue our discussion with Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. If you're looking for some counseling for yourself or any issues that may be coming up in your life or a family member's life, contact her at 588-0448, 588-0448. We will wrap up today's discussion right after this.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back. All through the summer months, The Growing Place is presenting a Courageous Living DVD series. There's only 3 weeks left. The next one is this Saturday from morning to morning. That's a morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, to morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G, grief and loss. How to turn, you know, grief and loss into a new day. The doctor is on the DVD series is Dr. Linda Mintel. And it'll take place this Saturday at The Growing Place. And this is probably something that people should check on anyway, because there's going to be a time when we're all going to have to mourn. I mean, sometimes we're able to delay it, but inevitably, at some point, we're all going to have to go through the M-O-U-R-N before we can get to the M-O-R-N-I-N-G. And so if you'd like to learn more about this Courageous Living seminar at The Growing Place, give them a call, 588-0448. You can also go to tgplace.com, tgplace.com. One of the many qualified licensed marriage and family therapists at The Growing Place, Gidi Hansen, is with us every Wednesday. She's so gracious with her time and very giving of her time, and we learn so much from her. We're talking about positive psychology, specifically now, comparing the virtues described in the Old Testament and the New Testament, strengths of the heart, of the mind, and of the will. And we're just finishing up, I think, the first part about the strength
yes,
of the heart.
Yes, we're looking at gratitude and that the absence of it is ingratitude. And if you go to the website, characterlab.org, and you click on gratitude, there is like a 4.5-minute Vimeo of one of the UC Davis professors talking about gratitude and how it transforms your life. And I would encourage people to go there and look that up. And I want to ask the listeners, do you feel that you live in abundance or deprivation? Do you have plenty or do you have scarcity? Do you feel blessed or do you feel cursed? Do you feel content or do you feel dissatisfied? And I want to tell the listeners today that without a single thing in your life changing, if you're on the negative side of the scale, you can go to the positive side of the scale with no circumstance changing, nobody in your life changing. The only thing changing is how you look at life, your lens through which you see it. And the beauty is when we cross over from ingratitude to gratitude, we suddenly realize we have an abundance because we're paying attention and we're saying thank you.
I'm gonna slightly challenge something here because I base it on my own personal experience. I look at my life and I think I'm a miserable sinner. I've done things in my life I'm so ashamed of. I will take to my grave. Nobody knows some of the bad things I did in my life. I am aware of the blessings I have. I am completely aware of them. I say, okay, I didn't get this in my life, but considering the kind of life I gave, I'm so grateful, so lucky, fortunate that I have this, 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 and this. So I am aware. But awareness is not the same as being, as showing gratitude, or is it?
That's true. No, you just said a very important truth. Mm-hmm. Awareness is still looking at it out there. But we need to incarnate the awareness in our hearts before it can become a strength. And, you know, even what you were talking about being a sinner and the terrible things you've done, you know, we can all share that confession with you. The transformation of that, the journey to gratitude comes, is when we remember the love and grace of God and what Jesus has done for me.
Well, in that case,
settles in deep in our hearts, we will be overflowing with gratitude. Mm-hmm. You know, Americans have the reputation in the world of being the most spoiled, complaining, and entitled people on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. We have a standard of living that not only surpasses what's going on in the world, except with the exception of Europe, but we have a level of a standard of living that surpasses all human history. And yet, when you talk to an American, do you ever hear the gratitude just for the everyday blessings?
Mm-hmm.
I have heating, I have air conditioning, I have a roof, I have a car, I have education, I have a job, I have a government who gives me stipends if I can't take care of myself, I have food, I have clothing. That should be enough to make us the most joyful, grateful people on the earth.
So maybe it begins with awareness. I mean, if you're not even aware of what you have, and you're focused
exactly.
on all, so it begins with awareness.
It does.
It, you know, always comes down to everything. The sage advice of K.O. Lennon, my mother, who would say when something would go wrong, she'd always say, you know, why don't you dwell on the things that are good in your life and quit focusing on all the negative things?
Yes.
And I find myself telling my kids that all the time. Why do you keep bringing up all these bad things? So something didn't go well. Think about all these great things that are going on.
Yeah.
And then that's the beginning of awareness, which then can perhaps lead to gratitude.
If we take it in, if we allow the awareness to touch us deeply, mm-hmm. and take it in.
That's a challenge. How do you make it touch us deeply? I mean, the obvious answer, Giti, is just pray. But maybe that is the only way to do it. Are there things that proactive things that a person can do to say to make them more gracious of what they have?
Yes,
gratified?
You know, the thing to do is to practice saying thank you.
Uh-huh.
To practice saying please, to realize the world does not owe me. The world is not here to make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. It's my job to make me happy. It's not the job of my spouse, my children, my boss, my classmates. It's my job. And then to open up and to be grateful and to say thank you. Thank people. Thank everybody. Thank God.
And thank you, Giti, for being on the show again
thank
today.
You.
Okay. Well, very gratified to have you on the show.
And I'm grateful to be here.
Delight. Thank you so much. We'll be back talking next Wednesday to continue the chat with Giti Hansen of The Growing Place. Give her a call if you need some help with something. 588-0448. Out of time. So long, everybody.